This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Oregon's double-digit unemployment rate is leaving many returning veterans out in the cold when it comes to finding work. Securing a job is just one of the many pressures veterans face as they try to reintegrate and readjust to civilian life. From member station KLCC in Eugene, Oregon, Angela Kellner reports on a local effort that's giving vets a hands up.
This past spring, 2,700 Oregon National Guard soldiers returned from a year-long deployment to Iraq. These recent vets and their families are getting help readjusting with resources from the Guard's Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Team. They held a huge veterans job fair that drew hundreds. Colonel retired Scott McRae, who runs the program, says when the first Guard unit returned from Iraq in 2003, the state was unprepared.
They got to home station, got back to Oregon, and we said, dismissed, have a great life. And we didn't even know what the questions were, let alone what any of the answers were.
McRae, who lost his son in 2004 to an IED attack in Baghdad, says returning troops sometimes feel shut out of the civilian workforce.
So they do what I call deployment employment, and they sign up for another deployment. I think it's a dangerous cycle because they really don't get readjusted back to civilian life.
41-year-old Javier Hernandez of Portland has been deployed four times, most recently to Afghanistan in 2006. He says it's taken a toll. He suffered nerve damage and developed type 2 diabetes. He also has three kids to support.
It's been a long journey trying to get an actual job. Right now I'm working for the post office.
Hernandez says it's a temp job with no benefits. He drove 100 miles one way to attend the Springfield job fair. At a State of Oregon resources table, Hernandez inquires about business loans.
I'm going to give free counseling and advice on how to get your business going.
Hernandez owned a Mexican restaurant in Portland, but it went under during his last deployment. He wants a loan to open a taco truck, but he knows that's a long shot. So he visits just about every employer's table.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Border Patrol. I want to talk to them. I got some of their pamphlets, but he was busy talking to a couple of soldiers. So I said, I'll go around. I know FBI, you need a degree. I'm going to go talk to TSA.
Single mom Lanisha Norales also drove 2 hours from Beaverton to attend the fourth and final job fair for the year.
I'm looking for, right now, probably part-time while I'm going in school.
Before Norales went to Iraq, she was studying to be a licensed massage therapist. But now she isn't sure that's what she still wants to do. She's looking at places like Home Depot and Lowe's.
Something more like on terms of what I did in Iraq. I did the ordering of parts for the mechanics to fix the trucks. I dispatched the vehicles for the missions. You know, something like that.
But some employers who have openings need to be educated about hiring veterans. Robert Bassett works for the Oregon Employment Department. He sometimes talks to employers to address their concerns.
Some employers are scared. They've heard all this PTSD, TBI, traumatic brain injury, and so they're apprehensive sometimes about hiring that veteran because they've heard the horror stories.
The Oregon National Guard Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Team will soon turn their attention to helping the 120 soldiers returning from Afghanistan this fall. For NPR News, I'm Angela Keldner in Eugene, Oregon.